more people in line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The number of people last week who for the first time filed for jobless benefits climbed to more than 640,000. And continuing claims hit yet another record high, 6.1 million. So, where's Wall Street? Dow is up about 15 points, about 0.2%. NASDAQ up about 0.25%. S&P 500 shares up about 0.5% at this hour. European shares are mixed, and Asian markets closed up 1% to 2% today. Okay, Bill Stone, chief investment strategist at PNC Wealth Management, is joining us live now from Philadelphia. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Do you think Wall Street has become numb to these jobless numbers?
Well, in one sense, yes, in that they came in pretty much right as expected. So typically when we get an as expected or, you know, we've off and on, we've gotten a little bit better than expected, yes, the market has shrugged them off. I think it's worth keeping in context that they're certainly bad numbers for Main Street, but you definitely have times when Main Street and Wall Street diverge.
Let's talk some earnings this morning. We're hearing some positive stuff in the mix this morning. Hershey's profits up 20%. Late yesterday, we got word from Apple that robust iPhone sales helped them. Profits up there. What do you read into all of that?
Well, I think, you know, you can also throw eBay into the mix. You know, I think I read a little bit into it in the sense that expectations have gotten so low that that gave a lot of these companies the opportunity to come in ahead. And that's a good thing. And that's why I think you're seeing at least some days, although, you know, very volatile trading on certain days, but at least we're able to, so far so good, kind of hold in and kind of grind higher.
And quickly, UPS with a disappointing report this morning, Royal Caribbean too. What are you reading into those numbers?
Well, you can definitely see a little bit of the differential, though, still in the some of the companies that are much more cyclical in nature. You know, some technology might be considered cyclical, but it's a little less, I think, so than you get to like a UPS.
All right. Bill Stone, chief investment strategist at PNC Wealth Management over in Philadelphia. Bill, thanks.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. The World Bank today said it would provide $45 billion over 3 years to bolster infrastructure in poor nations. That's ahead of discussions about the fallout slated through the weekend among world financial ministers in Washington. The International Monetary Fund and World Bank also have their spring discussions starting Saturday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The New York Attorney General's office is set to release today its testimony from Bank of America Chief Ken Lewis. The transcript will go to federal regulators and officials in charge of bailout money. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that testimony indicates Lewis was told to stay quiet about losses facing Merrill Lynch before B of A acquired it. The latest from New York, and Ashley Milne-Tite.
Normally, a company is obliged to let shareholders know a prospective acquisition is in financial trouble. Armed with that knowledge, shareholders can vote to scrap a deal. But Ken Lewis apparently felt Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson wanted him to keep quiet about Merrill Lynch's financial problems. Duke University law professor Jim Cox says it doesn't matter what the government wanted. As CEO, Lewis's first obligation was to his shareholders. Many of them were furious when they found out the extent of Merrill Lynch's losses at the end of last year.
I think that the shareholders will rightly be concerned, would like to have his scalp, quite frankly. And I think there's a very good chance that not only will suits be brought, but that I think these suits have tremendous legs to themselves and are likely to be successful under both state law and federal law.
Cox says it's not certain Lewis could be removed for staying mum, but he says the calls for his resignation will probably get louder. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
French history is rife with protests and strikes. People just love taking to the streets of Paris. But in the last few months, workers there who face layoffs have started taking things even farther. Enter a newer, more radical French labor movement. Anita Elash reports.
François-Henri, un taxi, un taxi.
One of France's richest men, François-Henri Pinault, held hostage in a taxi by workers upset at plans to close stores and lay people off at Fnac, Pinault's chain of culture and electronics stores. Eric Maclou, who's been at Fnac for nearly 30 years, said it was a last resort for employees who felt no one was listening to them.
We wanted him to see how real people see things, to say, there are real people in the stores you own. They have faces and voices, and they are our faces and voices.
Pinault is just one of the bosses who's been trapped in close quarters with angry employees. In the last couple of months, there have been boss nappings at companies like 3M, Sony, and Caterpillar. Some factories have been occupied for weeks. Bernard Vivier, director of the Paris-based Higher Institute of Work, says relations between unions and companies have always been tough in France. He says labor relations are marked by confrontation, barricades, and mistrust. In France, you go on strike first, and then you negotiate.
On fait grève d'abord, et on négocie ensuite.
Boss nappings were common in the 1970s, when unions were pushing for more rights. Labor expert John Evans says workers have returned to those extreme measures because they have far fewer options in the depressed French labor market than they might have, say, in the U.S.
There are no alternative jobs. So there's not the option either of finding jobs locally or indeed when this is happening on a national scale, saying, OK, we'll move to the equivalent of California.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said the government will start punishing boss napping and other illegal protests. But in the meantime, it looks like radical measures are succeeding. Most workers have successfully negotiated better severance packages after letting their bosses go. In Paris, I'm Anita Elash for Marketplace.
Let's check Wall Street one more time. The Dow has swung now lower 0.3%, down 24 points. The Nasdaq down as well, about 0.25%. S&P 500 shares still up at this hour. The latest at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.